At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Hi, good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend as we cross over the midpoint of the month of May. It's starting to warm up. It's feeling like summer, even though it's still spring. And that means there's some great fishing ahead. It also means the CCA Star Tournament is just ahead.
That's the biggie, friends.
It is. And our annual visit from Bill Kinney, CCA Star Tournament Director for 30 years.
Yeah, and this is an easy show for us. So we go, hi, Uncle Bill, and then Bill and I go out for kolaches and coffee and come back, and Kenny's still talking.
He still is. I mean, the man is a wealth of information. And we're going to give you an update, overview, preview as to what's going to take place with this year's edition. Plus, we've got some news headed your way. The Outdoor Report, and yes, we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road. So y'all stick around and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn, inviting you to join me and Wayne Cronin for the Automotive Reporter. For over 16 years, the country's most informative auto show. An hour of news, interviews, product reviews, and motorsports. We'll be testing the newest cars and trucks and bring you major guests from the automotive industry. Visit AutomotiveReporter.com for a list of our stations, play the latest programs, and more. Search for us on Stitcher Smart Radio, Facebook, and YouTube. And listen to us anywhere, anytime on your computer or smartphone. That's AutomotiveReporter.com.
Its ancestors won wars and explored continents. Its body and frame forged in heavy gate steel. This is the Roxor from Mahindra, a legendary off-road vehicle. With more than 70 years of hardcore heritage, a turbo diesel engine, and 5-speed manual transmission. All new, no mercy. Test drive yours today. Find a dealer at RoxorOffroad.com.
Hi, you're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and we do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And actually saw some sun, you know, this week.
Oh, yeah.
Dried out a little bit.
Yeah, my yard guy called me again and said, I think I can do it. I think I can do it this week. Oh, okay, okay. Because, right. You know, the rain's had a lot of things messed up. I've been wanting to get like a termite treatment. Got to wait until it stops raining.
Your yard man, square bales or round bales?
I think they'd be round now, believe me. You know, I had somebody come over the other day and say, your yard. And I said, I know, okay.
I tell you what, mentioned the weather and everybody just kind of shakes their head. But it's getting warm. It really is. And it's fishing starting to heat up. Mm-hmm. Everything's about right. Great time to get out and enjoy the outdoors.
Well, that's one of the two most popular subjects at our age. It's either the weather or our procedures.
Yes. You're right. All my friends, we do. Yeah, How you been? Good. What's bionic?
Yeah,
you
know? Right. Yeah. That's the way it is.
No, that's funny. That's funny. Hey, listen, I want to give a shout out to a mutual friend and a great business, Houston businessman, Jim McInvale, Mattress Mac at Gallery Furniture. I have a procedure, and I was looking for a recliner so that I can elevate, you know.
Right.
And went in and Chris King took care of me. Nice guy. Good man. Listened to me and got me a bill size recliner.
There you go.
But was visiting with Jim and reminiscing and said, yeah, I said, you know, Harold and I have been a broadcast team for 26 years now.
Right.
And he goes, Harold Gunn. And he just shook his head. Everybody that I say your name to, they just shake their head. I'm looking around going, what am I missing here, you know?
Ah, well.
Yeah. So, but good stuff. In the outdoor world, we do have a little bit of news for you. And there are some imported bait shrimp that folks do not use.
They should not use.
They should not use, okay. No. Shrimp, of course, is a popular bait, but there are some imported shrimp that have been brought in from, Thailand, Venezuela, even states like California.
Mm.
And it doesn't make any difference if they're live or dead. It is against the law to use them. It's illegal. And whether it's in pieces or whatever, if you're unsure of the origin of the shrimp that you plan to use, don't use it.
Okay.
I mean, this stuff comes in and creates it's not harmful to humans, but the white spot syndrome virus can survive the freezing process and therefore does not die when imported shrimp is packaged for shipment to food stores.
Okay.
Okay. So you go, oh, we got these left over, or this is here. You know, we'll go use them for bait. We'll go to the coast. Don't do that because it just plays havoc on other crustaceans, our native crustaceans. So if you want information on this, you can go to the Parks and Wildlife website, tpwd.texas.gov/bait shrimp.
Well, you got some of those, too, and I can't remember what countries they were talking about, and it wasn't enough to outlaw them, but you really ought to kind of pay attention because they have elevated levels of mercury in some of these things, depending on what country it comes from. Wait a minute.
It's a serious situation. You know,
we live on the Gulf. I mean,
well, and as we have seen, once an exotic or invasive is introduced, it's just hell to get rid of it.
Indeed.
If ever, you know. Right. I mean, some can be irreversible. And on this shrimp, Parks and Wildlife is definitely definitely concerned.
Yeah, I got something here from the government.
What's that?
President Donald Trump.
I love him.
Yes, he signed H.R. 1222, the Target Practice and Marksmanship Training Support Act.
Okay.
Signed it into law last week, also known as the Range Bill. It's been a long-time priority for the National Shooting Sports Foundation, gives states more flexibility to use Pittman-Robertson funds to build new public ranges and improve existing ranges.
Cool.
Okay. And, as long as we're talking about the government, Secretary of the Interior David Bernhardt announced that the department will grant more than $20 million to 22 projects in 11 coastal states to protect, restore, or enhance more than 7,000 acres of coastal wetlands and adjacent upland habitats under the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's National Coastal Wetlands Conservation Grant Program. Over $26.7 million in additional funds will be contributed from state and local governments, private landowners, conservation groups, and other partners. States receiving the funds this year are Alabama, California, Florida, Georgia, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, North Carolina, Washington, Wisconsin, and, of course, the great state of Texas.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Reclaim
right.
Coastal wetlands.
Uh-huh.
Really, really important because in some areas, that's the first line of defense from storms.
Right.
And of course, so much of it is estuaries.
Uh-huh.
So where crabs and bait and other good things.
And there's some study that just out a couple of weeks ago I read, and I don't remember all the details, but like the natural stuff and the wetlands like you're talking about and so on are actually better than if we just build a wall.
Without question.
Yeah.
And of course there is discussion. There was the hype when it was released, the concept of building a Holland-type dike,
mm-hmm.
you know, at the entrance to the Houston Ship Channel.
Right.
I don't think that's going to work.
Mm.
I just think there's too much and too many unknowns, and it's going to change the dynamics.
Mm-hmm.
And would be a mess. We just need to realize that storms, if you're going to live on the coast, just like people that live near the river,
correct,
you're going to get wet sometimes,
right.
And you're going to get messed up.
Yep.
So you traveling? You're going somewhere, aren't you?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
I'm going to my favorite auto event next week. I'm past president of the Texas Auto Writers Association,
right.
But I'm also a proud member of the Midwest Automotive Media Association.
Okay.
A lot of Chicago-type members and stuff. They host a lot of things at the Chicago Auto Show. But it's a great organization, and they put on what I think is the finest car event of all of the organizations. And it's their spring rally. We're up at beautiful Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin, up above what can you think? Well, up above that big Wisconsin city. Anyway, Milwaukee, thank you.
Okay,
up above that, but not real far. A couple-hour drive from O'Hare Airport.
Mm-hmm.
Elkhart Lake is an old, old resort community, so all these lodges are like family things. I'm at the Ostoff Resort, been around forever, overlooking the lake. You know, and historically, they used to road race in town there, and then they wound up building the finest track I have ever driven, and I've been fortunate enough to drive some. You know, most tracks—
You're on a track?
Yeah.
Close course?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, road course. And then also some on-road stuff. They don't let us take the Rolls Royces on the racetrack. But
another group that would be shaking their head when they say Harold Gunn, right?
Let me finish. No, anyway, but I mean, most tracks we're looking like a mile and change, okay?
Right.
We get really excited when it's 2 miles. Road America is over 4 miles.
Mm.
Rolling through the woods and stuff, you know, and you got to be careful. They have one straight away. And about the time you find yourself going, boy, those trees are beautiful, you're looking at a 90-degree turn that's coming up on you, so you got to be real careful out there.
Wow.
But, you know, Indy runs there. I mean, they have races of all kinds all year round. It's just a wonderful track, beautiful country, great people, great hospitality. So it's an annual. I'm really looking forward to it.
Now, these trucks are a variety of—
No, all cars.
All cars.
And then we do a family vehicle of the year. That's the only voting we have, and that goes on actually most of the year for a family vehicle. And that's an extra voting category. And then that is announced each year in February at the Chicago Auto Show.
Wow. Cool.
But just great stuff. I mean, we'll have everything, you know, from Hellcats to Jags and Astons. And last time I was there, there were about 60 of us and 94 vehicles.
Wow.
Just get in and out of them as fast as you can. Drive them like you stole them. It's great. It's just wonderful.
No wonder you never grow up. hey, listen, we need to take a break. And when we come back, we've got your best bets. We've got the outdoor report. And yeah, we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road.
Mm-hmm.
Right after this.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck 42 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks you need, the trucks with best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 42 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 42 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
Celebrating 30 years of winners, the 30th annual CCA Texas Star Tournament, sponsored by Texas Ford Dealers, Tilson Homes, and Capital Farm Credit. Star features over $1 million in scholarships and prizes, all yours to win. Just ask Troy and Ashton Summerall.
My son won a $50,000 scholarship. and my dad on a boat.
Thanks, CCA.
Or Hunter Reed.
It's not every day you win a Polaris Ranger. Thank you, CCA.
Or Shane Huff.
CCA, you made me who I am today, a winner.
And these are just a few of the big prizes from Texas Ford Dealers, Tilson Homes, Capital Farm Credit, Academy Sports and Outdoors, Mercury Marine, Whataburger, Huff Power Polaris, Mustang Cat, Costa Sunglasses, and Shiner Bach. Sign up at startournament.org. Local bait camps and marinas. Information also available at participating Texas Ford dealers. Who wouldn't want to drive off with a new truck and boat combo? Sign up today at startournament.org.
We are back, and this portion of Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Getaway Lodge in Port Mansfield, Texas. The complete package. Come one, come all. Where outdoor enthusiasts relax at the premier fishing and hunting destination on the western Gulf Coast, Getaway Lodge is the easy way for friends or business groups to experience Port Mansfield. Guests don't worry about the details and can spend more quality time with their friends and customers. Where anglers of all abilities are challenged and rewarded in pristine coastal waters filled with world-class fish. And during migratory bird seasons, camaraderie of field creates lifetime memories from days shooting dove and ducks. Getaway Lodge's friendly staff and experienced professional guides tend to your needs on the water or a field, while hearty home-cooked meals help bring an end to each day. The spring and summer schedule is rapidly filling up, so call the Lodge for available dates. For more booking information at Getaway Lodge Port Mansfield, visit getawaypm.com or call 956-944-4000. That's 956-944-4000.
Okay. Checking the Texas Outdoors Journal Hunting and Fishing Times this weekend. Saturday is the first of two best days of the week. This Sunday and Monday are two good ones. Tuesday and Wednesday slip to fair. Thursday, Friday, and next Saturday are a trio of good days. Next Sunday is another best day. This weekend, look for game to be most active from early afternoon till the early evening hours. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday will find this major feeding period of the day occurring from mid-afternoon until well into the evening hours after sunset. On Thursday and Friday, a major time shift occurs, with game beginning to feed from well before sunrise until mid-morning. Next weekend, look for game to begin actively feeding from either side of sunrise until either side of the noon hour. This Saturday, we will have a full moon. By next Sunday, the moon will enter its last quarter phase. On the coast, this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, have a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides. Monday is a single tide day, and the only tide of the day is a high one. Tuesday through next Sunday, a string of days with a single tide schedule of one high and one low each day.
All right, time for the outdoor report. We're going to stay on the coast, and let me tell you, when it comes to fishing, with the rains that we've had, there are some changes and impacts both now as well as on in the future. Calcasieu, Big Lake, over in southwest Louisiana, had some good redfish action. And like most places where there may be some impact from freshwater, fish a little deeper, use a little heavier jig head and get underneath freshwater layer on top. Same thing on Sabine, where redfish are good under rafts of shad that have been caught on gulps. West Galveston Bay, sheephead, redfish, and black drum have been good at the jetties on shrimp and crab. Trout and redfish have been good at the mouth of bayous on outgoing tide on live shrimp. There is a fish advisory updated from the Department of Health, and you can go to the dshs.texas.gov and pick up their update on the fish advisory in that area. Texas City trout are good on the reefs in the channel on live shrimp and croakers. Trout have been good at Dollar Reef on live bait. Freeport, well, tell you what, trout and redfish, sand trout and sheephead have all been good on live shrimp on the reefs in Christmas Bay and Chocolate Bay. Port Aransas, offshore is good for kingfish, cobia, and red snapper. Port Mansfield, good topwater bite for speckled trout on the edge of channels and around sand and grass flats. And finally, South Padre, redfish have been good while drifting flats with small topwaters. Snook have been good while wading in South Bay.
Okay, heading to East Texas, Lake Fork. Black bass are good on Texas rig craws and flooded brush, wacky worms, and hollow body frogs. So white and yellow bass are good on slabs and topwaters. Crappie are good on minnows. Monticello, black bass are good on hollow body frogs, black buzz baits, and Texas rigged creature baits. Sam Rayburn, brim are good on worms. Fayette, Black bass are good on watermelon chartreuse and black blue wacky worms and cinchos in 5 to 15 feet of water and on chartreuse spinnerbaits and soft plastic worms. Palestine. Black bass are good on shaky head worms, Texas rig creature baits, hollow body frogs. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs. Hybrid stripers are good on minnows and topwaters. White bass are good on slabs and topwaters. Richland Chambers. Black bass are fair on topwaters, shaky head worms, and Texas rig craws. White bass are good on slabs and topwaters. Hybrid stripers are good on slabs and topwaters also. Crappie are good on minnows. Where's my grandpa used to say minners? Anyway, Tawakoni. White bass are good on slabs and topwaters. Hybrid bass are good on slabs and topwaters. Crappie are good on minnows. Texoma. Striped bass are good on slabs and topwaters. Call to verify ramps are open, though, due to the high water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's kind of key. There's lots of water that's on the move, and we've had reports Lake of the Pines has been high, Wright Patton has been high, Somerville high. So watch yourself and watch for floating debris when you're out running any lakes in the western half of the Lone Star State.
Okay.
South Texas, Amistad Reservoir out Del Rio way, where black bass are very good on crankbaits, topwaters, rattle traps, spinnerbaits, cinchos, and jigs. Striped bass are good on topwaters and redfish fins. Catfish are good on cheese, bait, shrimp, and night crawlers over baited holes in 6 to 25 feet of water. To our power plant lakes, where Lake Bronig, redfish have been good on live perch and tilapia. Catfish, channel catfish, have been excellent on shrimp, liver, and stink bait. Calaveras, channel blue catfish, very good on night crawlers and shad and liver in water 10 to 20 feet of water. Coletta Creek, black bass are good on rattle traps and crankbaits, with crappie good on minnows and pink tube jigs at the Colettaville Bridge in 10 to 12 feet of water. Choke Canyon Reservoir, black bass are good on watermelon soft plastics and shad-colored spinnerbaits. Crappie are good on minnows. Brownwood, bass are good on green pumpkin cinchos and crankbaits in 2 to 6 feet of water. White bass are good on swim baits and crankbaits in 2 to 6 feet of water. And finally, keep monitoring OH ivy. It is now only 12 feet low.
Okay, Central Texas, our only good report is on LBJ. Crappie are good on minnows and pink tube jigs over the brush piles.
Okay, hunting scene, we are now down to two regulated seasons, and that's the South Zone for javelina and the other open counties for squirrel. Both of those continue through August 31, but as Harold and I always tell you,
yes,
we got other options.
Yes, we do.
We got pigs.
Exotics.
Yes, and let me tell you what, gearing up. And if you're going, I'll go shoot my long rifle.
And the Eurasian collared dove, right?
Oh, yeah, that's year-round.
Yeah.
Yeah, the bacon-wrapped dove breast, you know, is no longer a seasonal thing.
Right.
But get your deer rifle out.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure it's still on.
Practice.
And not only the practice, yeah, but coming up in July and August, you've got the Axis deer roar, their rut.
Right.
And that's pretty cool.
It's also a good time to maybe try some new ammunition in your firearm. And,
right,
and sometimes they can be ammo-specific, but there's so many new bullets and cartridges out there now. You know, hey, maybe I want to try this in my aught-6. But just because you were on with the other round doesn't mean you'll be on with that round.
No.
So get it on paper.
Absolutely.
All right. Cool.
All right. What have you been driving?
Well, the ultimate driving machine, the BMW, the 2019 X4 X-Drive 30i. Or if you prefer 3OI, I used to joke with my Jewish friends on that one. Oh, it's the 3OI, okay. BMW, people think it stands for Bavarian Motor Works. It actually stands for Break My Wallet. I'm kidding. I mean, they're great vehicles. The thing is with them is maintenance. If you do it all properly, then you'll be, you'll drive long and prosper and be happy. But if you don't, repair bills will scare you big time on these vehicles. This X4 is a... it's a premium midsize. It's an SUV, but they have their term, the SAC, the Sports Activity Coupe. Okay, what the heck. 248 horsepower, 258 pound-feet of torque on this puppy. Of course it runs good. Of course it handles good. This is a 2-liter four-banger with twin turbo, and the thing really does scoot. Lots of extras on this thing. Certainly the style is there. Gorgeous. It had a dark graphite metallic exterior with a red leather interior. Ooh, their convenience package, keyless entry, stuff like that. Driver assist packages with active blind spot, parking assist. I can't read today. Active park assist, active park control, rear view cameras, heads-up display, run flat tires, 20-inch wheels on this thing, power front seats, sports seats, a lot of good stuff on this thing. The X-Drive is their all-wheel drive system, so it is very adaptable to all kinds of surfaces. Dynamic stability control, standby, start-off assistance on the thing, their sport suspension based on their M package. A lot of good stuff there. Check the thing out, though. Starting for a vehicle like this, its base is 50. This one was loaded to the gills at 61. 22 miles per gallon in the city, 29 on the highway. Again, you take care of these things, and you will enjoy the driving because they are a blast to drive. This is a 2019 BMW X4 X-Drive 30i.
All right, from driving a luxury vehicle, we're going fishing with Bill Kenny, CCA Star Tournament Director. He's on his way. Y'all stick around.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough, the kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer, the ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
The weather's warmed, winds have laid, and fishing across Texas is heating up. Whether it's fresh or saltwater, Texas Outdoors Journal is your best source of timely tips, salooner and tide tables, as well as updates on patterns that'll keep you on fish. And even though it's prime time for fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal let hunters know of off-season opportunities as well as how to improve one's skills. These are just a couple of reasons why Texas Outdoors Journal has been named one of the top outdoor publications in Texas. In an annual competition held by the Texas Outdoor Writers Association, no other publication can make a similar claim. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save 60% off the cover price. To subscribe using a major credit card, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865, or subscribe securely online at texasoutdoorsjournal.com.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn and our annual visitor from CCA. 30 years at the helm of the Star Tournament.
And doesn't look a day older.
No, he doesn't. Bill Kenny.
Harold, I'll find you for that.
Bill, welcome back. We've been doing this for a while. You've been doing it for a while. Interesting story. I didn't realize that... back in the day that you were so lippy and Walter Fondren, you know, finally shut you up and said, if you want to do something about members, you do it, you know. So that was an interesting tidbit to a story that will be in the June issue of Texas Outdoors Journal.
Well, bless your heart. I got to tell you guys, and it was so fun visiting with you earlier about our trip down memory lane. I mean, the nostalgia does go back, but really it's no different. I noticed, and by the way, kudos to you, Billy, 35 years for Rocky Mountain Elk. They're celebrating this year, which I'm certainly glad to see as well. And so as we reflect on this and think about what is the catalyst that makes entities survive and actually flourish like that, and it's really because someone isolates someone else and says, what are you going to do about it? And that is probably the best idea of a cross-section of CCA or Rocky Mountain or DU. These are selfless volunteers that always want to be involved in ways that they can enhance the communities they serve. And I think you guys have done a great job of chronicling all of the conservation organizations, and certainly CCA is no different in that we just see that something needs to get done, and so therefore we got to find out your buds that want to band together and do it, and here we are 30 years later celebrating. It's well, it's an amazing story.
Bill, why doesn't the government do it for us?
Okay, if you want to go down that
path. No, I really don't. I really don't. I mean,
That's why you and me have a lot less hair than we had 30 years ago.
You got it, man. Well, you've been with them 30, but then when was the organization originally founded?
Well, back in 1977 was when the initial launch took place, mm-hmm. and of course it hails back to those original 14 guys that were hanging around in a sporting goods store and saying, man, have you noticed that I've been fishing more and more and catching less and less? What's up with that? And that essentially created the inertia that has become, today, I think CCA counts almost 80,000 members, 79,000, something like that. So there's a lot of kinship. And as we all know, too, when we as Texas sportsmen are so passionate about what we do, and, you know, that passion really translates into action. And thankfully, CCA or any of these outfits have funneled, have harnessed that grassroots support into an organization that can make a difference. And I'm proud to see that CCA and certainly STAR has been a great recruitment tool for CCA. As we all know, STAR is just basically the membership drive for CCA Texas. And it's just so much fun. And certainly after this year, I guess, starting the year off, we've awarded $6.5 million in college scholarships to deserving Texas youth just for catching a darn fish.
Yeah, Bill, I don't want to put you on the spot, but all these years, I mean, the money has gone, you know, brought back redfish, brought back a lot of things. I mean, it keeps going on. Any figure on the amount of dollars that went to the cause after all these years?
You know, that's a great question, Harold. I don't know the answer to that. I know that we were meeting a couple of days ago, and I know CCA is, we were looking at the current set of projects. We've just dropped $7 million in the last 6 years into building all these reefs that are off of every major port in Texas. We've got marsh plantings and oyster, you know, reestablishment of oyster reefs and this kind of thing, all that have differing amounts anywhere from $30,000 to $500,000 apiece. And the actual project list has probably got 25 different projects on it. But that's a great question, and I'm going to go and see if we can find out the answer to that.
Well, and when you figure it all out, not only what has been contributed through the fundraising efforts, but then matching dollars and, you know, the total impact, it's got to be just absolutely mind-blowing.
Astronomical, right.
Hey, listen, Bill, we're up against the mid-portion of the program. We need to take a break, so if you would, hold on. Folks, you stick around as well as we'll continue our conversation with CCA Star Tournament Director Bill Kinney right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
I'm Britton Griffith. I am a father, husband. We have four beautiful girls. They are the joy of our lives. My wife and I had a dream and plans to find a place where we could build a lake and raise our kids. So we worked with Capital Farm Credit together, and we were able to make our dreams really come true. Capital Farm Credit came alongside and made it happen.
Together, we're better. Find out why at CapitalFarmCredit.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLS 493828.
Built on a heavy-duty box steel frame, but not built for the road. Because driving it on anything, even remotely flat, would be a waste of diesel. This is the Roxor from Mahindra, a legendary off-road vehicle with more than 70 years of hardcore heritage. All new, no mercy. The Roxor from Mahindra. Test drive yours today. Find a dealer at rocksoroffroad.com.
We continue our conversation with CCA Star Tournament Director Bill Kinney. Bill, right off the bat, you recognized where the credit goes to, and that's to the volunteers. But we need to attract members. Star Tournament is that driving force to bring new members to CCA. And there's something for the anglers to go out and catch, and the reward when they catch something big or something tagged, right?
That's right. That's where we go. Lucy, you got some splaining to do now. So tell us about this.
Oh, it's just great fun. You know, it. Like you said, it's everybody. It's the volunteers. It's the sponsors. Just listen to the commercial here in, about Capital Farm Credit. What a great outfit are they. There's so many that have banded together, whether it be the Ford dealers or Academy or Whataburger or Tilson Homes or Hoffpower or Shinerbach or Evan Root or Mustang Cat. I mean, there's so many folks that have rallied around the flagpole of conservation, and it makes us proud to be able to report, for example, that again this year we're going to be awarding $325,000 to kids in the tournament just this year alone in increments of $25,000 and $50,000 apiece. And so that coupled with, you know, another 19 boats and 5 trucks and 3 Polaris UTVs, particularly on top of over 100 days of consecutive action, you know, starting on Memorial Day, it's going to be a rodeo ride for sure for a heck of a lot of anglers this year. And whether it's in the Kingfish Division or Dorado or Ling or the largest trout in the upper, middle, or lower coast or flounder, or the largest gaff top or sheep's head. As Harold said, there's no denying the allure for the Texas Ford Dealer Redfish Division. And, of course, there we're going to release 60 tag redfish next Thursday and Friday back into the water for the benefit of all Texas citizens to catch. And if you're entered in the tournament, obviously the first 5 are going to pay off in a brand-new Haney 23 Bigfoot with Coastline trailer connected to a 2019 Ford F-150 Texas edition. And then if you happen to be number 6 through 10, you get the boat, but you're going to have to supply your own truck to drive it home.
Well, and this here's where we also have to remind everybody, you guys want these fish caught, and you put them where people are fishing, right?
Well, that's exactly right, Harold. You know, you look at the Parks and Wildlife recapture rates annually that are 3 to 5%, and we're looking at recapture rates of anywhere from 15 to 20%, sometimes as high as 30% quarterly. So, yeah, we want them caught, and, you know, it doesn't help us anymore. We after we ran off Lloyd's of London after year 3, and that was 27 years ago,
yeah,
we've had to self-insure, so we've already paid for the prizes. We got to get rid of them somehow. I hope your listeners will catch one.
There you go.
Great. Well, and you know, everybody, there's really no excuse for you not entering and being a part of CCA. If you fish on the coast, be involved with Star. And, Bill, I mean, I know that there's people that sometimes say, okay, I'm going to go fish. I want to catch a tagged redfish. Something happens and they never make it. They're kept up to date through Tide and Current, y'all's great magazines. But there's a drawing for just being entered, even if you never wet a line, right?
Well, that's right. For the kids especially, you know, gosh, 7,300 kids entered last year. So for $10, of course, we waived the Star entry for the 17 and under crowd because we want them to get hooked all right, but on the real thing, fishing. And sure enough, if they don't end up catching anything, one of those 7,300 kids is going to win a $25,000 scholarship in a drawing. So for $10, they got a shot at that, whether they ever wet a line. Of course, the adult members, too, with a member bonus drawing, if they don't win any grand prize in the tournament, they also are in a drawing for a brand-new 21-foot Dargle Scout. And so there's prizes for everyone, and I think something that a lot of people miss is that you don't have to have a boat. You realize last year, I don't know if you guys saw this, Bill, you probably saw it, but 20% of our major prizes were awarded to people who just walked right into the water or were standing on a dock or were fishing on a pier. young Noah Fong won a $25,000 scholarship on a public pier.
That's pretty good.
So it's not an essential item that you feel like, well, I would, but I got to have a boat. That's not true at all. We gave away so many prizes and continue to for folks that just want to get their line wet, get with your son or your daughter, go down to the Texas City Dyke, step into Mosquito Island, and try your luck because you just never know.
Well, Bill, I mean, for we adults, where do we sign up? And then, of course, for a Scotsman like me, how much is it?
Oh, gosh, that's a great question. But, again, we've tried to keep the entry level really light. If you're a CCA member, of course, it costs $30, and that's all that STAR is about. $35. Mm-hmm. But then to enter STAR, once you're a member, you can enter STAR for $25 if you're over 17. And like I said, the 17 and unders are just $10, and they get to enter STAR for free. They just need to join CCA. So you can go online to startournament.org and sign up immediately. You can go to ccatexas.org and sign up, or any of the mom-and-pop tackle shops up and down the coast. Thankfully, we've got 17 great way stations that are located at strategic ports where they serve as way stations for the various fish, and you can get signed up there. There's lots of ways to get in, but most people these days are going by tablet or phone or computer and signing up wherever they're standing and thinking about it.
There is no way, absolutely no way, that I would go fishing on the coast
right
without being entered. I mean, I'm entered. Yep. In fact, my son, I do not wait on him to enter.
Okay.
I enter him as well. So, I mean, that's passing it on. I want to make sure.
That's right.
There's something that's fairly new, few years has been developed and ongoing. The guides division, some people will fish with guides. That doesn't preclude you from being eligible for STAR, does it?
No, in fact, we set aside a guides division, Bill. As many of your listeners know, you know, guides are a special breed, and they're so helpful. And neophytes and entry-level anglers that are just trying to learn the sport and learn the bays, it's advisable to get with a guide. And obviously, the guides, we wanted to honor them as well, but we wanted to also be able to empower them to help recruit more anglers into the CCA mission, and so we created their own division. They're not fishing against anybody in the public, and the public can't fish against them, but of course we award them with a brand new Mowdy 26 Cat with a 225 on the back and coastline trailer. But it's very, very intriguing how that works. Anybody who ends up on the final winner board in STAR, once they enter their fish, let's say they got a flounder, there's a spot on the weigh-in form where it says, were you fishing with a guide? If so, who? You put the guide's name in there, and if the fish ends up on the final winner board, depending upon the position, then that guide will be automatically entered into a drawing for that big Mowdy, and if the client is in the first position, then he'll get five chances. If he's in the fifth position, he'll get one chance. And so every guide that has a final has a customer that's on the final winner board, that customer actually contributes to their odds of winning a $90,000 boat. So it's something that's fair for them. And of course, I don't want to fish against a guide as just a regular angler myself, and nobody else does. The general public does. So they've got their own division, and we're delighted to have it. We're excited with how it's going to grow.
Bill, right quick, because of the signals of our wonderful affiliate stations, folks over in Louisiana, I have their own thing too, don't they?
You bet. There's a STAR Louisiana as well, and it's patterned after STAR Texas, but of course they've got different rules and different boundaries and everything, so I would encourage anyone to go to starlouisiana.org and check out their rules as well. But of course there's a number of anglers in Sabine that fish both contests.
Yeah, absolutely. Folks, I want you to think about what you've heard today, because this really is a family, and I think that's really important. We mentioned the volunteers. We mentioned the guides. We mentioned the kids, which is our future.
Correct.
You know, everybody being involved, coming together, for a common cause. Some people will say, oh, well, they don't take care of, or, you know, I wish they would do this. Well, then get more involved,
right.
You know,
right.
Get more involved and bring an issue to the forefront, because it is preservation of what so many of us are passionate about and truly, truly enjoy. Bill, you've got a couple of websites that folks can go to for more information. I love the startournament.org. I believe that's the one that's got the redfish being released and through that beautiful grass flat, right?
You video. Bet. You bet. We're really excited. In fact, as you might suspect, all of the release teams are in the process of being dispatched, of course, over the next few days, and then the actual releases will take place on Thursday and Friday, because we don't want anyone to catch a tagged red before it kicks off at daybreak on Saturday. But now what's so cruel, and you guys know about this too, but of the release teams in three different spots, they now have drone pilots and underwater cameras that are going out to capture this release live. And as folks go to the Star Tournament social platforms, they'll be able to see ongoing footage of various shots, whether it be from aerial or underwater or land-based. We're going to get more and more of this action, you know, immortalized, so to speak. And so we're really excited about what those capacities will do for us. But back to your earlier comment, Bill, you're exactly right. This is what we talked about at the start of the show. It's volunteers, people that care, just as you said. If you want to get interested, just join the local chapter that's behind you. Get on that board, get involved, and that's where all the projects come from. They're all grassroots. Anything that happens within CCA emanates from a specific chapter, is presented at the board level, and then the entire organization votes on the project, and that's how they get approved and then subsequently get funded. So it is the volunteers, and it's the closest connection to a hands-on application. I look at all these reefs that are showing up all the way from, you know, the Louisiana all the way down to Mexico,
right.
And all these reefs are coming up from people that were locally involved and said, hey, this makes sense, let's do it.
We're out of time. Website ccatexas.org or startournament.org. Bill Kinney, we appreciate you being our guest today.
Pleasure being with you, gentlemen. Thank you again for all your help and support for all of those conservation organizations. TOJ makes a difference.
Thank you, Bill. Friends, we're going to be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Every legend starts somewhere, and yours can start today at the Jeep Celebration Event. With great deals on the most legendary SUV lineup, explore the unknown in the unforgettable luxury of Jeep Grand Cherokee, the most awarded SUV ever. Be prepared to take your adventures even farther with up to 31 mpg highway in Jeep Cherokee. Experience the joy of open-air freedom like never before through the available panoramic dual-pane sunroof of Jeep Compass. And no matter where your travels might take you, Jeep Wrangler, the 2019 Motor Trend SUV of the year, is built to get you there. Start building your legend today. Hurry in for a great deal at the Jeep Celebration Event. Jeep Grand Cherokee has received more awards over its lifetime than any other SUV. EPA estimated 4-cylinder 4x2. Actual mileage may vary. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Looking ahead, what do we have?
Here we go. June 1st, National Fishing Day, free fishing statewide. It's a great opportunity for you folks to get on out there, and you can also fish without a license at these Texas state parks, which is kind of cool. Also on the 1st, Lake Tawakoni Sportsman's Association Sand Bass Tournament at Lake Tawakoni State Park at Willis Point. They're raising money to restock the lake. It's going to be, you know, food and prizes and family fun. Check that thing out online, laketawakonisportsman.com. You'll find it, all right? Go there in your new Ford truck while you're at it, okay?
Built Ford Tough. It's synonymous with the rugged capability, outstanding performance, and dependability of Ford trucks. Whether it's hauling a big load, getting you to a job site, hunting ranch, favorite lake, or the coast, count on the lineup of versatile Ford trucks to work overtime to get the job done. The 2018 F-150 body is up to 700 pounds lighter than the previous generation. Made of high-strength, military-grade 6000 series aluminum alloy used in big military and industrial applications. Plus, its fully boxed frame is made of up to 78% high-strength steel. The F-150 has its most advanced powertrain lineup ever, like best-in-class torque, payload, plus towing, and that's just the beginning of F-150 best-in-class features. The Ford F-150 is Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year, and once again named the Truck of Texas. It's the number one selling truck for 41 years running. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what Built Ford Tough really means.
And take that new Ford truck around the state. There's a lot of stuff going on out there. Again, sign up for the CCA Star Tournament. That's an insurance policy you will be glad you got, my friends. Also, remember, check out our website, TexasOutdoorNews.com. And if you click on listen to our show, there they are. I mean, it's like everyone we ever did. So if you went, what did they say? You can find it right there. Also, YouTube, just type in Texas Outdoor News. Like us on Facebook.
Yes.
You know, because it's the place to be sometimes, okay? Remember, we are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. We want you to be safe out there, friends, so you can join Bill and myself next time. Same station, maybe another station. They're all on our website. Check them out. Join us again for Texas Outdoor News.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.